Such an awesome God. I just love him, and I know you do too. To get out of bed when you're probably really tired this morning, I know you love him too. So I'd like you to celebrate with me the goodness of the Lord. And this was given to me as a gift. Many of these bags are gifts that were given to me. And what I've learned and what God has shown me is that praise is a gift. Praise is a divine gift from our Maker. And so he's been showing me, and you know, anything about God is so deep and so wide that we're just catching glimpses of his glory. And that is why you see actually surrounded the names of God, and there's a handout that some of you got, and if you haven't received it, you will receive it. Just 10 names of God, and I thank one of my praise partners, Darlene, also for making these beautiful names of God, 10 of them. This morning, I'd like you to focus on the names of God, because every name of God gives you another glimpse of one of his attributes. God is a God of love. And at this time, I'd like each one of you to stand, please. Just like to pray. Heavenly Father, you are the King of glory. You are the King of the universe, and these are your daughters. We are your wonderful daughters that you have created in your image. Lord, I just want each one of us to know how much you love us. I want everyone to know that we are princesses of the Most High God. Help us to remember that every day when we look in the mirror and we don't like what we see sometimes. Thank you, Lord, for my sisters this morning, and help each one of us to remember that we're princesses of the Most High God. Thank you. Amen. You may be seated. God has asked me to magnify him as the King of glory. So everything that I do has to have a royal flavor when I deal with God. And this morning, I'd like us to focus on God first as Creator King. Elohim. The late Dr. Ferris, I was working on a project, one of my praise projects, and I wanted to start with I Am, because I Am is one of my favorite names of God. It's so short and it's so all-encompassing. But he said, why don't you start where the Bible starts? The Bible starts with Elohim, and that is the first name of God that we meet in Scripture. Elohim is the one, the Creator God, that promised to sustain us, to provide for us, and to develop us, okay? Even before we were created, he made that covenant. So he is the covenant-keeping creator. And we are going to look at some of his creative works. And while we see on the screen, whenever we're ready, some of his creative works, I would like you to be thinking, what is it that you like about God's creation? What is it that you just say, wow, you're such a magnificent God? What is it that thrills your soul and makes life more enjoyable because God created that? You see one of his masterpieces that just lightens life for you. So I want you to be thinking about that. And I also want you to be thinking about you as a masterpiece of his creation. What is it that you like about yourself? What has God given you that you treasure? And so I'd like you to be thinking about those things as we see the screen. Okay, at this time then, I'll call Trina. Trina? And I met Trina. She's the first person I saw this morning from the women's retreat. And she's a willing person to read Psalms 8 for me then at this time. And David magnifies God as the creator in Psalms 8. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for scriptures to match the various names of God as you praise him.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all the things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and all the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Amen. Is that a beautiful song? We need to read these psalms a lot more and personalize them. And one of the things about praise is that, okay, with Psalms 8 that she just read, you look at your own life and you say, how can I personalize Psalms 8? Because in the study Bible here, I don't know if many of you have it, in Romans 8, we're actually told it's the Holy Spirit that pulls out our praises. It says here, Christ, our mediator, and the Holy Spirit are constantly interceding in man's behalf. But the Spirit pleads not for us as does Christ, who presents his blood shed from the foundation of the world. The Spirit works upon our hearts, drawing out our prayers. Drawing out our prayers and penitence, praise and thanksgiving. The gratitude which flows from our lips are the result of the Spirit striking the chords of the soul in holy memories, awakening the music of the heart. Isn't that beautiful? So the Holy Spirit is the one that pulls out our praises. Just look with me at some of the wonders of God's creation. Okay, I'm coming down closer. I'd like you to share with me, what are some of the things that really wow you about God and his creative works? I like waterfalls and roses and the rainbow. The rainbow, I think, is so magnificent because every time I look at it, it reminds me of the faithfulness of God and that I have a covenant-keeping creator. Okay, what are some of the things that you like?
Seeds and gardening and what comes out of a seed.
Okay, great. Anyone else?
Northern lights with all the different colors and dancing.
Wow.
I like the ocean and looking at the horizon, and it reminds me of God when he said he's going to hide all my sins, he's going to in the depths of the sea.
Amen.
Sunrises and sunsets. I just see God in that.
Amen. And that's one thing I like too, fire. When you look at fire, it's just such a mysterious element. Just so wonderful. It's so mysterious.
The process of conception and birth.
The birds and their song. When we came out of the house this morning, a robin, clear robin sound was singing away, and the chickadee was doing its Phoebe sound. It was beautiful.
Amen. Sandra's a bird person too. Doves.
The wonderful artist that God is, and shows wonders every day from morning to the end of the day with all the changes of colors in the day. How amazing it is. Every day he wants to wow us. He wants to show us how great he is. Who can be such an artist? And it is so harmonious.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. At this time, okay, how much time do I have? 10 minutes? Okay, great. Okay, so Creator King. Now, I asked you if you have any paper. I hope you have paper. What is it that you like about yourself? Where do you see the touch of the master artist in your life? Okay, so I'd like you just to write that and just thank God for what he gave you. I know sometimes we're not used to looking at ourselves in that way, and sometimes we think it's pride, but even David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay, so you're all fearfully and wonderfully made. So what is it that you like about yourself and you want to thank God for today? A few years ago, I met an author, young author actually, and she wrote a book for children called I Thank You, God, for My Body. And I thought it was so neat. And she had, you know, the children go through each part of their bodies and just thank God. Thank God for my eyes. So what do you thank God for today? Okay, You can turn to the person next to you and just share. What are some of the things that you like about yourself? And maybe if you are not aware of it, sometimes what do people compliment about you most? What did your mother like about you? I know everything, right? Okay, so for the next 30 seconds, share. Okay, thank you. Okay, at this time, how many of you have this? It's entitled 10 Names of God in Scripture. Okay, if you need one, put your hand up, please. Okay. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. The name of the God is powerful. And that's one thing the Lord showed me. That's something I learned along the way as he focused my eyes on praise, that his name is powerful. And we don't understand how powerful his name is. And in fact, one of my sisters is Jewish. Unfortunately, the Jews that don't believe in Jesus right now. And I asked her one day, I said, how many names of God are there really in the Torah, I think it is? And she said, there's 72. And so I said, you know, I'd love to like have a book with all 72 names. But she said the Jew would never do that. They'd never put all the names of God together. You know why? There's just too much power in one place. So at least they have the concept. But we know Jesus. And because we know Jesus, we can approach the Father and use the names of God. Isn't that nice? Okay. So we're praying for my sister anyway. Okay. So let's go through these names really quickly. Yahweh Rapha, and what I learned is that Yahweh and Jehovah can be used interchangeably. Okay, so Yahweh Rapha, who has experienced God as Yahweh Rapha, which is the healer, God the healer? Anyone here been healed by God? One testimony, really quickly, the first one to jump up. How God healed. Okay.
Me to repeat that. My husband 5 years ago had pancreatic cancer, and he's 5 years post and he's still working and doing great. Praise the Lord.
We prayed a lot for him.
That's great. Another one? One more? That was really excited to give.
I just want to praise God because I had throat cancer twice, and it's 7 years ago now, and I'm totally clear.
I, too, have a wonderful testimony of God as Yahweh Rapha. My mother, many years ago, in England, when we were little children, the breath was actually leaving her life, her body. And she said, Lord, save me for my children's sake, and I will serve you to the end of my days. Because she did not think my father even would take good care of us, and she saw stepchildren being abused, etc. So she wanted to take care of us herself. The good news is the Lord healed my mother. And my mother, we had her with us for another 40 years, tell my age. And I just lost her recently, almost a month ago. Tomorrow will be exactly a month. But she was an exuberant 84-year-old. Like, people were shocked, okay? So God maintained her life and gave us a wonderful mother. God is Jehovah Rapha. Okay, Adonai. Now, this is one that the Jews use a lot, Lord. He needs to be Lord of our lives. That means he's in control. That means he's the boss. That means not my will be done, but thy will be done. That's where we're headed, and that's when we'll be totally transformed. Okay, the next one, El Elyon, God Most High. And this is another of my favorite names for God, the Most High. You can't get any higher than that. So no matter what your problem is or who's putting you down, if God is for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. Okay, the next one. We did El Elyon. El Roy. This too became one of my favorites. I didn't know about El Roy before. El Roy is the God who sees. And it comes from the story of Hagar when she's in the wilderness. Remember, she wasn't too nice with Sarah, so Sarah said goodbye. And she found herself in the wilderness with her son and thinking, facing starvation. But even then, God did not forget her. And that's where we get the name, the God who sees, because he saw Hagar. And he didn't only see her, he delivered her. Even though she had to, you know, she did some things that she shouldn't do. So he's a merciful God. And that's what has comforted me when I, in my affliction, I say, God is seeing me. The God who sees. Okay. Elohim, which I introduced to you before, God the Creator, the very first name for God in Scripture, our covenant-keeping Creator. El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Anyone have a story about El Shaddai that just proved he is the Almighty, Omnipotent One in your life?
I'm not quite sure how to say this, but I certainly saw the power of God is the All-Powerful. It was a situation in which there was some legal issues involved, and God stopped the banks, he stopped the judges, and he dealt with everything in high and powerful places.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. God Shekinah. Who relates to this one, God Shekinah?
Well, it impressed me that I am a single mom of three children, and I see the powerful God's hands on my life and my children's life. And I know that God is among God's people because he never leave us and forget us. So that is my experience with God among us.
Amen. And as you were speaking, I thought of the wall of fire, which I've come to know about, an armor that God puts around us in Zechariah 2:5. Okay, the Shekinah glory, the fire around us that nobody can touch us. Okay, Jehovah Shalom, God our peace, and he gives us that peace that passes all understanding. Jehovah Jireh, most of you know what that one is, right? Songs have made it very popular that God is our provider, everything we need. And then Yahweh Ra or Jehovah Ra, God our shepherd. And Psalms 23 has become very, very important to me too. God is our shepherd. He's our good shepherd. The king of love, my shepherd is, Psalms 197. And that's another thing, going into the hymnal and finding songs and rewriting them, personalizing them, that's another way to glorify God. So I know our time is kind of limited, but it's a very deep and wide. And what I would say is ask God to reveal the Holy Spirit to bring up what are the praises hidden in your heart and soul that are down there to be expressed to God. Because what I'm learning is that petition is for a season, but praise is eternal. That's what they do in heaven. And all of our salvation will end up with us praising God, glorifying him, so that we say with Mary, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoiceth in him. And God, this is what I'm finding out. The Lord wants us to be so happy. You know how happy? That when we wake up in the morning, we shout out on our beds. And that says that in one of the Psalms, the later Psalms. He wants us to rejoice and be glad, to smile and to laugh, and to dance, and to clap. You know, clap to his glory, though. I think it's the motive with which we clap. Okay? So may God bless us, and may we be able to share. Like, even as we're here, see if God will give you some new praises. He will bring to you some texts or bring to you some of your experiences that showed that he showed up in your life that you did not even recognize to tell him thank you yet, okay? So may God bless each one of you as we explore this topic of praise and thanksgiving, and may you dwell in the presence of God. That's why it's so important. God says that he will inhabit the praises of his people. So that means he comes with greater presence into our lives, and not only that, he brings more power with him, and he brings his solutions with him, because in heaven there are no problems, as Scott Tefer used to say. There are only solutions. So you give God access through your praise to come in your midst and to solve your problems. Okay? So enjoy praise and thanksgiving, and God bless each one of you.
Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father in heaven, we do thank you so much for this new day. And we thank you for the encouragement that Jesse has just shared with us to look for new ways to praise you. And I pray that as we go through this day, you will help us to focus on the magnificent, wonderful, creator you are of so many wonderful things, and each one of us, and claiming us as your children. Help that thought to be uppermost in our minds as we go through this day. I pray and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.